Brenda Spence coming to you for the Now Network broadcast. It's truly an honor to be here today. The psalmist declares, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever." His mercy, oh, hallelujah, endures forever. His loving kindness, his grace endures forever. Oh, bless his name. I am so excited today. This is a day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We shall. In spite of what's going on in our life, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Why? Because this is the day that he has made, the day that God has made. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. I'm excited. We'll be coming from the fourth chapter of John. We're going to talk about the woman that Jesus met at the well, the Samaritan woman. Oh, my goodness, I'm excited. I began to start thinking about my conversion, my encounter that I had with Christ. My testimony was that I met Jesus. Now, I was always in church as growing up, but I didn't have my real encounter. And see, we have to know that we cannot know Jesus by our mother. We cannot know Jesus by our fathers or by our aunties. We have to have our own encounter with Christ. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. And my encounter that I had with Christ, I was in prison. And boy, I tell you, God had to get me to a place where I could not depend on no one but him. And I was in prison, and I began to start calling upon him because I knew of this Jesus. I knew of him, but I didn't have a relationship with him. And I began to start calling upon him. And the Bible talks about when we call upon him, he would answer and show us great and mighty things that we know not. And so God began to start revealing himself to me. Oh, hallelujah. And that's where my start began, right there in Chowchilla Prison in 1998. That's when my encounter started there. And I tell you, when I had the encounter with Christ, I have never turned back. Now, I've made some mistakes between now and then, but I have never turned back into the world. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. God is good. His mercy endures forever. And so we're going to talk about the Samaritan woman today. We're going to go ahead and go to the throne. We're going to pray. And if you have a prayer request that you would like to lift up to God, this is the time to go to God. Oh, hallelujah. While we're praying and ask God for whatever you want, that you want him to do for you today. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. Lord, we honor you. We give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, we come before you, Lord, throwing all our burdens at your feet. Lord, you said that you care for us, oh God. Lord, we're here to lift you up, to give you praise and give you glory, God. Lord, we ask that you look upon those today that are going through, God. Lord, we ask that you touch them. We ask that you look upon their needs today, God. Look upon their home. Look upon their children. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that you are our provider, God. We thank you that we know that everything that we have, God, belongs to you, God, that it comes from you, God. You said in your word to set our affection on things above and not things upon this earth, oh God. Lord, we ask that you continue to pour out your love upon us, oh God. Lord, that you continue to manifest the fruit of the Spirit within us today, Lord. And Lord, we ask you right now, Lord, that anything in us that's not pleasing to you, God, we ask that you just begin to start stripping it out, God, from the root, God. Tear it up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, many need a word today, God. I ask that you speak through me, God, that I decrease while you increase. Lord, we just give you praise and we give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen, amen, amen. What a mighty God we serve. Thanks. What a mighty God. He's mighty. Oh, hallelujah. So we're going to be coming from the fourth chapter of John. And the Bible declares, Jesus knew the Pharisees had heard that he was baptizing and making more disciples than John. Though Jesus himself didn't baptize them, his disciples did. So he left Judea and return to Galilee. So we see now that Jesus is on his way to Galilee. And it says he had to go through Samaria on the way. He had to go through Samaria on the way. Eventually, he came to the Samaritan village of Sychar, near the field that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired from the long walk, sat wearily beside the well about noonday. Now we see that Jesus now, he's on his way to Galilee. But now, instead of Jesus going around the long route, he takes the short route. Because Jesus had an appointment that he did not want to miss. And the Bible says he had to go through Samaria. You see, the Jews and the Samaritans hated each other. They avoided in contact with each other. The Samaritans were half-breeds, and the Jewish people did not like the Samaritans. Oh, hallelujah. And we look back in the Old Testament, it was many times that the Samaritans and the Jewish had problems with each other. And so a lot of time when they traveled, the Jewish people did not want to go through Samaritan. Well, we see here that Jesus breaks the barrier because Jesus had an appointment. Going through Samaria was a shortcut through Galilee. But in spite of being short, hallelujah, I'm sure Jesus didn't mind taking a long route. But he had to go through Samaria. He had an appointment that he could not miss. Oh, hallelujah. It's like he had an appointment with us, saints, that he could not miss. Oh, bless his name. Oh, hallelujah. And so it says on the fifth verse, the seventh verse, it says, soon a Samaritan woman came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, please give me a drink. Please. We're talking about Jesus, the Messiah, the one that turned water into wine. He's asking the Samaritan woman to give him something to drink. And so we have to understand that Jesus did not really need anything from the woman. The woman, hallelujah, needed something from Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The woman needed something from Jesus. Jesus didn't need water from her. Jesus did not need water from her, but he asked her. Sometimes Jesus has to meet us at our need. A lot of times when he came to people, when he talked with people, it was a need they needed. It was something they needed from him. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, give me something to drink. I have to say, you see, Jesus didn't need anything from that woman. The woman needed something from Jesus. The water, hallelujah. Let me move forward. It says he was alone at the time because his disciples had gone into the village to buy some food. The woman was surprised, for Jews refused to have anything to do with the Samaritan. She said to Jesus, you are a Jew and I am a Samaritan woman. Why are you asking me for a drink? Why are you asking me for a drink? Hallelujah. Why are you asking me for a drink? Jesus said, if you only knew the gift of God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water. Living water. You see, the water she was drinking from was bitter water. But Jesus wanted to give her sweet water. Oh, hallelujah. Like he gave Israel in the desert. He wanted to give her sweet water instead of the bitter water that she had been drinking all her life, looking for love in all the wrong places. Oh, hallelujah. Seeking a void that she could not fulfill. Jesus said, I'm going to give you that water that you would not thirst anymore. If you knew who you were talking to, you would ask me, give me living water. Oh, hallelujah. I'm sure when that woman woke up that morning, I'm certain that she was not prepared for what would awaken her at the well. I'm pretty sure she was not prepared. She was not prepared for the unnoticed appointment, like many of us was not prepared to have that encounter with Jesus. But he had to go through, hallelujah, Samaritan. He had to come your way. It was an appointment, hallelujah, that God could not miss. God saw that you was a lost sheep that had escaped from the sheep gate. He had to rescue you. He had to bring you home. I don't know who I'm talking to today. The Bible said that he would leave the 99 sheep and go after that one lost one. Oh, hallelujah. That woman, like many of us, needed that encounter with Jesus. Now, she was talking about natural water, but Jesus was talking about that spiritual water, that water that never runs dry, that water that would quench her thirsty soul. He said, the water I give to you, you will never thirst no more. The void that you have been trying to fulfill is the water, it's the Spirit of God. Oh, hallelujah. It's a fountain that will never run dry. It's the, oh, hallelujah. The water that I'm talking about is spiritual. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm getting excited. The water I'm talking about, Jesus talking about, he said, I'm talking about spirit. If you would ask the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of salvation, if you would ask, if you knew who you were talking to, you would ask me for that water. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. But then she said, but sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket. She still don't get it. She don't get it. He said, but sir, you don't have a rope or a bucket. She said, and this well is very deep. Where would you get this living water? And besides, do you think you're greater than our ancestors, Jacob? Who gave us this well? How can you offer better water than he and his sons and his animals enjoyed? He's still talking about natural, something natural. He's talking about that. See, this is what God is trying. God is trying to get the spiritual things into our hands. And see, many times we're focused on the natural things. But God said, what I'm talking about is spiritual. What I'm trying to give you is spiritual. It's not natural. The water that you drink, you will thirst after that water. You will want that water again. But the water that I'm willing to give you, hallelujah, you will never thirst anymore. Your thirsty soul will never thirst anymore. You'll never long anymore for the fulfillment that you've been looking for. I don't know who I'm talking to. The bitter water that you've been drinking off of, the bitter water that you've been drinking off of all your life, God said, I want to give you sweet water. I want to give you everlasting water. I want to give you the water that will never stop running. I want to give you the water that will never, oh, hallelujah, the fountain of life. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. Bless his name. Oh, hallelujah, the water, the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. Jesus replied, anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. It becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life. That water, that gift, oh, hallelujah, eternal life, reconciliation back with God. Oh, hallelujah. She says, please, sir, please. The woman said, give me this water. Give me this water. Then I'll never be thirsty again. And I won't have to come here to get water. Go and get your husband, Jesus replied. I don't have a husband, the woman replied. Jesus said, you're right, you don't have a husband, for you have had five husbands, and you aren't even married to the man you're living with now. You certainly spoke the truth. So Jesus is telling her, he's prophesying her life. He's telling her that you've been married five times. And the husband that you are married to, I mean, the man that you are staying with now, you're not even married to him now. And what Jesus is saying, you have to be tired. Oh, the world has given you a disservice. You have to be tired of looking for this void to be filled, this love that you've been looking for, that you've been your soul has been thirsting for. You gotta be tired of sleeping around with all these different men. You gotta be tired of all the women whispering and people gossiping about who you've been with and where you've been and who you're living with. Are you tired? Jesus said, you gotta be tired. He said, you've been married five times. There's something that's going on with you that need this water that I have. She said, I don't have a husband. She said, sir, the woman said, you must be a prophet. So tell me, why is that you Jews insist that Jerusalem is the only place of worship? while we Samaritan claims it is here at Mount Gerizim, where our ancestor worship. Jesus replied, oh, hallelujah. Believe me, dear woman, the time is coming when it will no longer matter whether you worship the Father on this mountain or in Jerusalem. You Samaritans know very little about the one you worship, while we Jews know all about him, for salvation comes through the Jews. But the time is coming, indeed, it's here now. It's here now. He said the time is coming, but it's here now. This is the acceptable time. This is the right time. The time is here now when true worshipers, oh, I'm talking to the true worshipers right now, will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The true worshipers. The true worshipers, we don't care who's looking at them or where they're worshiping at or where they're praying at. The true worshiping, the true worshipers don't care where they worship God at. They can worship God in their homes. They can worship God in their car. They can worship God at the church. They can worship God at their church. They're true worshipers. Oh, hallelujah. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. For God is a spirit, so those who worship him must worship him and in spirit and in truth. The Bible declares in Matthew 3:11, John the Baptist, he said, I indeed, he tells the people, John the Baptist, the forerunner for Christ. He said, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And Acts, the first chapter, the 5th verse, it says, John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. The Holy Ghost, the water. Hebrews 10:22, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our body washed with pure water. The water is the Spirit of God. It's the Holy Spirit. Oh, hallelujah. How many of you today need that washing? Need that water today to fill you up, to bubble up in you. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name, the water. The woman had been looking for this water. She was thirsty. She had been looking for this water for a long time. She went through not one, not two, not three, not four, but five husbands. It was something that woman needed that only Jesus to give her. I don't know who I'm speaking to today. What you are looking for and what you are needed, what you need today, only Jesus has it. Jesus is the only one that have what you need. Oh, hallelujah, bless his name. The Samaritan woman, she didn't know that when she woke up that morning that she was going to have an encounter with Christ. She did not know that she was going to have an encounter with the Messiah. The Bible says in the 25th verse, it said, the woman said, I know the Messiah is coming, the one who is called Christ. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. And then Jesus told her, I am the Messiah. I am that I am is the Messiah. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you today, oh, sometimes we soon forget sometimes who the Messiah is. The Messiah is the one that came to give you life and life more abundantly. He came to give you peace, shalom. He came to give you that. He came to deliver you. He came to save you. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name. Oh, you need to just reach out to him right now and say, Lord, give me that water. Give me a refueling, God, of that water today. Many needs to be refilled. The Bible talks about that we all need a refilling of the Spirit because, you know, the world and its problems can sort of drain us. Lord, just begin to start reaching out to God and tell him, Lord, I need a refilling. I need that water, God, to bubble up in me. I need that water to wash me, to wash my mind, God, to wash my heart, God, to wash me today. Give me that water, Lord, that I thirst for. Oh, hallelujah, that would quench every fiery darts of the enemy, that would quench every problem, that would quench every sickness today. Give me that water, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. He said, I needed to go through Samaritan. He needed to go through Samaritan. Like many of you today needed to listen to this message today. Because God needed for you to listen to it. Because many, many need that water. Need that refreshing. God said, I'm going to give you new water. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to have a freshness about yourself today. God said, the water that I'm going to give you, you'll never thirst anymore for it. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. God is good. His mercy endures forever. I thank God for the water. I thank God for the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the one that guides me into all truth, the God that reveals his words to me. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes we need the word to be revealed to us when we're going through. Oh, hallelujah. I told someone today, they said, when do the devil ever rest? I said, he never rests. He never rests. And that's why we need the water. We need to continue to be filled with the word of God daily. So we will be able to fight off the enemy and his tactics and his schemes and his plans and his plots. We need that water. Oh, hallelujah. We need the water every day, the word of God. We need it. So the Bible says the Samaritan woman, the Samaritan woman left home that morning and went to the well, expecting to draw water, the natural water. But what she really got was a spiritual awakening. She got a spiritual awakening with God. She met Jesus at the well, and what happened after she had her encounter with God, she went and told everybody. She began to be an evangelist. She began to start telling people, look, come and see the man that told me all about what I have done. And they said that many people began to start believing in Jesus at Samaria. You see, now, where the Jewish and the Samaritan hated each other, Jesus broke the barrier. Because he said, you know what, the salvation is not only offered to the Jews, but it's also offered to the Gentile. It's also offered to the Samaritan. I recall when Jesus told the 12 disciples to go out, he told them to not go to Samaritan. He told them not to. He told them, do not go to the Gentiles, nor to Samaritan. Only go to the house of Israel. And we see here now, Jesus is embracing the Gentile woman, the Samaritan woman. The grace of God, the mercy of God has been extended to the Gentile woman, the Samaritan woman. Oh, bless his name. He said, you would ask. All she had to do was ask. All you need to do today is ask for that water that God wants to give you today. And God wants to not give you the water, but he wants to give your children the water. He wants to give your family the water. He wants to give your nieces and nephews and your coworkers this water. The Bible said, let your light so shine that God may be glorified. Let your light shine and that God may be glorified. And let people see the light of God upon your life. Oh, hallelujah. The water. The water, hallelujah. The water that quench every thirst today. God wants to give you this water. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this word that went forth. We pray that it landed on good soil, God. Many people need a refreshing today, God. They need the water to refill them, God. They need the water, the word to speak to them today, God. Lord, I ask that you look upon their needs, God. Lord, I thank you. I honor you. I glorify you today, God, for the water that you have given us. You told the disciples, go to Jerusalem and to wait on the water, the Holy Spirit, to endow them, to empower them, God. Oh, hallelujah. The Holy Spirit that resides within us today, that reveals your word, that gives us life, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Bless your name, God. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. Lord, we give you honor. We give you praise. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. I pray that you was blessed by this word today. Just like we need natural water, pick up your word daily and eat the spiritual water. Drink of the spiritual water. Eat out the manna that's in God's word. God bless you. God bless you.